climate change skeptics and those who favor the continued use of fossil fuels continually fall back on the argument that those who rely on such fuels, that is, virtually all of us, are hypocrites for wanting to evolve away from them. They seem to be saying that if we truly believe in the use of renewable technologies, then we should turn off the heat and cooling to our homes right now, cut the power, and let the sun shine through our windows for heat and light. Can we put that argument to rest once and for all? As an analogy, let's return to the early 20th century, and we'll represent those advocates for fossil fuels as embodied in one Mr. Smith. Almost overnight, the horse and buggy industry and its entire infrastructure is on the verge of collapse with the invention, then mass production, of the automobile. Well, Mr. Smith is naturally pushing back against the idea. His neighbor, though, welcomes the new invention. One fine spring morning, Mr. Smith is rocking on the front porch of his house and watching as his neighbor mounts up one last time for a ride to the dealership to trade in his 1 horsepower for 22. As his neighbor rides by, Mr. Smith shouts, "You hypocrite! Look at you! You have to depend upon your horse to get to the car." Yes, we did depend upon the horse to get to the car. And NASA still relies on good old-fashioned combustion to deliver its payload of supplies to the International Space Station, which is powered entirely by the sun, and which is considered the most complex scientific and engineering project in history. And someday soon, even NASA's 44 million horsepower booster will become an historical curiosity. And we will, for a time, continue to rely on combustion-based manufacturing in order to produce the very solar panels and other renewable technologies that will eventually replace combustion-based manufacturing and energy generation. How quickly that happens is up to all of us. To all the Mr. Smiths of this world, we call this transition. And it is inevitable. It's part of the evolutionary thrust that propels us forward.